Hometown the Night League is down to its final games for the Night League. They're into the tournament now, and Arena has made the Night League playoffs. They will travel to Evansville tonight in the Night League tournament first round. That's a 7:30 first pitch time. Dodgeville is at Ashton. That first round game begins at 6:30 this evening. Sun Prairie is at Verona beginning at 7, and Black Earth plays Cambridge. That first-round tournament will be played in Fort Atkinson at 7 o'clock tonight. And Reedsburg hosts a Night League playoff game, which begins at 7:30. Cottage Grove is at Blanchardville, Sauk Prairie at Footville, and Wyota at Jefferson, among the first-round home talent baseball games. There are games going on this Sunday in the home talent Western, Northern section, Eastern, and Southeastern home talent baseball playoffs. The winners of Sunday's games will advance to this year's home talent baseball Final Four round-robin tournament. On to the state scene, where the Brewers and Atlanta Braves traded the lead a couple of times before Milwaukee finally claimed an 8-5 win Wednesday night. Four Brewers contributed three hits each: Jackson Chourio, Reese Hoskins, Joey Ortiz, and Blake Perkins. Freddie Peralta earned his seventh win despite giving up four runs and eight hits in five innings. Frankie Montes gets the start today as the Brewers go for the sweep of the road series in Atlanta. Concerning last night's game, manager Pat Murphy said they were able to do it against one of baseball's best.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big times. I mean, he was tremendous, but just hung in there, ran the pitch count up, got him out of there somehow, had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guys.
Several Brewers have done some remarkable things this year. Willie Adames has played every game at shortstop.
I work hard during the offseason. I prepare myself to try to play every day. And, you know, this year we've been doing a really good job, you know, on working out and, like, you know, treatment. And just whenever something is tight, I go and work with T. And, you know, we've been doing a really good job with my body. And I think that's been the key for me to stay healthy and, you know, to play every day.
That is an early start for the Brewers today, with a first pitch time scheduled for 11:20, Milwaukee in Atlanta. Pregame time 10:45 on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere, in interleague play, both the Cardinals and Cubs claimed victory. St. Louis 5-2 over Tampa Bay, and Chicago a winner against the Twins 8-2. Arizona 7-3 over Cleveland, and it was Arizona winning 5-3 over Cleveland in the nightcap. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco 7, Washington 4, Miami 6, Cincinnati 4, San Diego 9-8 over Pittsburgh, the Mets 5, Colorado 3, and Philadelphia over the Dodgers 9-4. In the American League, Houston 6, Texas 4, Oakland 3-2 over the White Sox, Yankees 5, Angels 2, Baltimore 7-3 over Toronto, the Angels 8, the Yankees 2, Kansas City 8-4 over Boston, and Detroit got the win against Seattle. That final score was 6-2. Moving to football, Wednesday's training camp practice for the Packers was cut short when wide receiver Christian Watson was hurt during a two-minute drill. Watson went high for a pass and took some time to get to his feet. He did walk off the field without assistance. The 25-year-old standout has suffered multiple injuries during his short career, mostly involving his hamstring. The Packers approached their first preseason game Saturday afternoon, and Jaden Reed was asked what he takes from these preseason games.
Just learn from, you know, past mistakes, and kind of looking back at, you know, when I first got here, you know, the big difference it made for me knowing the playbook. So definitely just the confidence level of just the rise of confidence that, you know, you have from last year to this year.
Josh Jacobs followed up his 2022 All-Pro season with a year to forget. Now he's ready to bounce back with a new team. The Green Bay Packers' new running back believes he should benefit from taking part in a full training camp. That's something he didn't have last year because of his holdout with the Raiders. The Packers are counting on Jacobs' 2023 season being a fluke. They signed him to a four-year, $48 million contract while allowing Aaron Jones to leave for the Vikings via free agency. There's news in the NFL. The debate about whether the league will expand the regular season once again seems to have been resolved, and now it's a matter of how soon the league will add an 18th game. Commissioner Roger Goodell has talked openly about it. Union Chief Lloyd Howell recently told the Washington Post that the NFLPA is open to doing it before the current collective bargaining agreement expires after the 2030 season. Players seemed resigned to the inevitable amount of games, no matter how they personally feel. The bigger question now might be, what concessions can players do to agree to a longer season? Well, the Badgers are getting set for the football season. The college season begins on August 30th, and coming up this season, they will host the Fox version of College Game Day this coming season. Big noon kickoff comes to Camp Randall Stadium September 14th. The Badgers are winless 0-5 in games that host that program. This is the third time that the network has come to Madison. Improving the record may be difficult because the UW opponent that day will be the Alabama Crimson Tide. Kickoff is set for 11 o'clock on September 14th. Turning to basketball news, former Badgers star Tyler Wall has signed a contract to play pro basketball for a team in Croatia. Wall will suit up for the KK Zadar in the Adriatic Basketball Association. The formal announcement has been made. Wall has signed a one-year contract with an option for a second. He started at forward for the Badgers over the last five seasons, averaging double figures the last time. Wall wasn't drafted but got tryouts from the Timberwolves, Jazz, and Bucks. He also played for Minnesota in the Las Vegas NBA Summer League. Turning to the Olympics, Kenny Bednarik will race for gold today in the 200 meters. The Rice Lake native won his semifinal heat in a time of 20 and advanced to the finals with fellow American sprinters Noah Lyles and Arion Knighton. Bednarik, who took silver in the Tokyo Olympics, has won both his heats in Paris. He took seventh in the ultra-competitive 100-meter final on Sunday, which was won by Noah Lyles. Quincy Hall became the latest American to electrify Olympic track and field with an out-of-nowhere performance, sprinting from far behind in the 400 meters to reel in three runners and capture the gold medal. Hall buried in fourth place as the runners rounded the last bend, outran the runner on his outside, then two more to the inside to cross the line in 43.40 seconds, the fastest time ever, at least the fourth fastest time, that is. Britain's Matthew Hudson-Smith finished second in the heat. And the U.S. will look to reach the gold medal game for the 18th time in its 20 Olympic appearances when it faces Serbia in the semifinals of the Paris Games coming up tonight. France will play Germany in the other semifinal. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.